Cheese
Boys. We've received messages from their spaceships. For a while, it came in as just a lot of jumbled noise.
And now, sir?
Well, since they first tried contact with us by radio, we've developed a language computer, a machine that breaks down any language to our own.
What's this all got to do with me?
I think it's about time you heard these recordings. You mind?
Mind? I'm anxious.
Good day and welcome back to Cheese, Please. I'm the Moondog.
And I'm the Snarf Dude.
And this is quite a momentous occasion for us. This is
What?
This is the 20th edition of Cheese, Please.
20th edition?
We've survived for 20 shows now. Can you believe that?
No, because I lost count.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've enjoyed doing it so much that you just...
Yeah.
Wow, because me,
I don't bother with that. I just come in here every week and whatever happens, happens.
I always dwell on the numbers. I can't help it. 20 shows and we're still not seeing a profit. That's pretty good.
Are you an accountant?
Not at all.
Radio management, perhaps.
Oh, don't even go there.
Exactly.
Actually, I am going to take a little stroll down memory lane with some trivia about Cheese, Please, to surprise you with my friend a little later on.
Let's see if you can stump me, because I don't know myself, you know?
All right.
Don't forget, though, Cheese, Please, this week is your wild and woolly menagerie of cheesified moon music.
Oh, man, for our 20th show, you came up with a real special slogan. I like that.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I had to get that in there.
Let's get that one framed.
Yeah, it's not on a napkin.
It's not on a napkin this week.
It's on an official piece of paper here. Here.
Wow.
Can you hear that?
Ooh. Wow, that's incredible.
Oh, no, that's another TV show.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of great music this week, of course. David Lee Roth, that guy pretty well reeks of cheese by now.
Yeah.
Did you hear about him being on tour with Sammy Hagar recently?
No.
Well, the two ex-lead singers for Van Halen went on tour together and couldn't stand each other.
Oh,
I guess
okay.
There were fights backstage and everything. That's an issue for another day.
But he's just a gigolo, so I ain't got nobody.
It doesn't matter, man.
Okay.
And the cutting room floor, we're going to look at the Muppets celebrating an anniversary.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. And also, some wonderful music from The Waitresses, Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. But we're going to kick it off with our de facto punk remake this week.
Oh, no, not another punk remake.
Just especially to drive Snarf Dude nuts. This is Mars Moles.
And Barbie Girl here on Cheese, Please.
Dress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair and dress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Let's go party!
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do? Draw you a picture?
Cheese, Please.
Will they say?
'cause Boozy bop, titty bop.
A Gigolo with David Lee Roth on Keys, Please. You know, Moondog, that was originally a song from the 1930s.
Was it?
That David Lee Roth crucified and cheesified in the 1980s.
Yes, when he was saying that he's got nobody and nobody cares for him. I think he's about right now. Even Sammy Hagar on tour with him. But I got to say, going back to the video for that song, it was pretty funny.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it lampooned a lot of the popular stars of the times. It came out in the mid-80s. So Michael Jackson was there with his hair on fire, and Cyndi Lauper was there, and Boy George was seen cooing over David Lee Roth.
And that was a hit. That went number one in 1985.
Yeah, that was a pretty huge hit, actually, and then he kind of just fell off the face of the earth.
Well, how many stations are playing it these days?
Anybody who's running Cheese, Please.
Well, yeah,
which,
I know.
You know. And they're very important to us. So,
oh,
hey,
of course, the cheese is a fine stuff.
That's right. And David Lee Roth could use some residuals. So,
yeah, what the hey.
Now, as we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, I'm Moondog, by the way.
And I'm Snarf Dude.
It is the 20th show, and I thought I would take Snarf Dude down a trip down memory lane.
Uh-oh.
A little bit of Cheese, Please trivia. I did some research into this. You know, we weren't the first hosts considered for this endeavor.
Really?
Uncle Skeeter actually scouted out some other talent. They had the contract signed and everything, but it didn't work out.
Oh, darn.
Do you know who was originally scheduled to play the part of Snarf Dude? Come on, man. Take a stab. Big sitcom star in the 80s.
Oh, okay. John Ritter.
No. You're a little too highbrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How sad is that? No, Jim J. Bullock from Too Close for Comfort.
You know, he would be really good in my part.
Sadly enough. But you know who's going to play the Moondog? This one shocked me.
Oh, who?
I couldn't believe it. I read through the archives, found this Carol Channing.
Oh!
I don't know how they ever made that connection. I always thought the character of Moondog would have been more of a male thing. But
last time I saw her was on The Love Boat. That's enough for me. Thank you.
Carol Channing. Yeah.
Exactly.
But thankfully they
ended up... Jim J. Bullock is me? He was on the Hollywood Squares at one time, wasn't he?
The two of them, Carol and Jim J. Bullock, they ended up acting like divas, and the producer said, look, we just can't go through with this. The budgetary constraints, you know, forced them to pull us out of obscurity.
My $5 every week, you know, I'm the only one that's going to work for it.
You get $5?
Yeah.
Man, I got to talk to Uncle Skeeter. I'm getting hosed here.
Okay.
Wow. But in spite of personality clashes and heavy substance abuse, the two of us, Snarf Dude and Moondog, the real deal.
Yeah!
We've made it work for 20 shows, and buddy, here's to like another 5 or 6.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy 20th, Snarf Dude.
Thank you.
And I think we should celebrate with some music. What do you say?
Why not?
All right. Master of Soul, Quincy Jones.
Yeah, this was a TV theme for many different television shows in Canada, and I found out internationally as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Definition being one.
And as well, I'm trying to think, there was a program on Radio Netherlands internationally back in the 70s it was used for.
Wow.
Yeah.
And of course, now it's known as the theme from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
I think that's how today's audience knows this song. Soul Bossa Nova, right here.
On Cheese, Please. Sinova, Quincy Jones, right here on Cheese Please. You know, Moondog, I bought the Austin Powers soundtrack specifically for that song because I always thought, living in Canada here,
yes,
that it was the theme from the TV show Definition.
Is that so, Jim J. Bullock?
Oh, please.
Sorry, I'm still on that trip.
But, you know, I just played it over and over and over again until I get sick of it.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're playing it again.
You know, I ended up buying the Austin Powers soundtrack for that song as well.
Yeah, because...
What pathetic lives we lead. Yep. Gotta get me some soul bossa nova, baby.
Yeah. Snarf Dude here.
And the Moondog.
And coming up in the cutting room floor.
Oh, we got the Muppets. Hi-ho, stay tuned to Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back.